Friends, another element of merger and acquisition is a reverse merger. In this chapter, we are going to discuss about the reverse merger process. Outline legal regulatory procedures and advantages and disadvantages of the reverse merger. Right. Our presentation structure is limited to the extent of reverse takeover or reverse merger only. And the process of reverse merger, benefits, drawbacks, future financing, and some examples for your study. Reverse merger, you are aware. Now, reverse means what? It is also referred as a reverse takeover also. RTO, reverse takeover, or reverse initial public offering, reverse IPO. This is a corporate restructuring strategy where, remember, private company acquires controlling stake in public company, big company, and through that acquisition, It becomes publicly listed entity without going through the traditional initial public offer, that is IPO process. This mechanism essentially allows a private entity to reverse into the public company legal and stock market structure. Reverse takeover or reverse merger is corporate transaction in which private company acquires a public company. Private company acquires public company, means small company acquires big company, usually one with a little or no active business operations, often called as its listed shell company. As a result, the private company becomes publicly listed without undergoing the conventional initial public offer. In a reverse merger, the private company is often the economically stronger entity. Once the merger is completed, the shareholders of the private company generally becomes the majority stakeholders of the combined entity, while the management team and the brand identity of the private company usually take over the operations. Key characteristics of reverse merger consist of control dynamics. Although legally the public company survives after the transaction, management control shift from public limited to private company. Listing advantage. Private company gain an instant access to the capital market without going through the IPO. And regulatory compliance, it is as per the Companies Act, SEBI Act, and SEBI Companies Acquisition of Shares and Takeover, SAST regulation, if applicable. Then share swap mechanism. In this, what happens? Usually, deal is executed via share swap, swapping of the shares, where the shareholders of the private company receive the shares of the public company in exchange for their holding, resulting in majority control. That means private company must be economically very, very strong. Then due diligence requirement. Extensive due diligence, financial and operational due diligence is critical, especially to the ensure that public company is free from hidden liabilities, regulatory dispute, or corporate governance irregularities. Now, process of reverse merger happens in India at a multi-stage corporate restructuring exercise, involves legal, finance. The process of reverse merger in India takes place legal, financial, regulatory, and operational steps. it is designed to enable the private company to become publicly listed, merging with an existing listed company while ensuring the full compliance with the Companies Act 2013. Now, step-by-step process, if we see, we can look at this diagram. Here, step-wise information is provided. Number one step is identification of suitable public listed company by the private company. Step two will be the preliminary negotiation and valuation. Step three will be drafting of the scheme for arrangement. Number four will be the board and the shareholders' approval is obtained by the private company. Then filing with the regulatory authorities, NCLT hearing and approval is provided. Then once the approval is given by NCLT, implementation of the share swap agreement will come into existence. Then name change and rebranding, if any, is required to be taken place in the step 8. In the next step will be resumption of trading, and last step, that is post-merger integration and the compliance. These are 10 steps happens in the lifestyle of the reverse merger. Okay, detailed description is provided here in these slides, which I am skipping it now. These 10 steps, you can very well read it. Okay, now benefits of this reverse merger. The first benefit is faster access to the public market because of time efficiency is one of the biggest advantage. Second aspect is lower cost compared to IPO. Third one is reduced regulatory hurdle. Fourth one is immediate liquidity for the shareholders, because the shareholders get immediate liquidity for their shareholders as it is already getting listed. Then market valuation and capital raising potential. Once listed, the merged entity can raise the additional capital through the qualified institutional placement, that is QIP, right issue or preferential allotment. Next one will be the retention of management control. In many reverse mergers, the private company existing management retains the operational control while gaining the benefit of being public. Then another benefit is a strategic branding and credibility. Public listing enhances the brand image and credibility of the merged entity in the eyes of the customers, suppliers, and the global partners. There will be an opportunity for sectoral consolidation, which is a reverse merger that can be used strategically to consolidate fragmented industries, right? Then technology integration and operational synergy. 10th one will be the potential tax advantage, which is subject to Income Tax Act 1961. Cautionary note here is that while reverse merger offers clear benefit, SEBI and Ministry of Corporate Affairs have tightened the regulatory oversight in the recent years to prevent misuse for price rigging, money laundering, Benami transactions. Therefore, companies are considering this route must ensure a robust compliance, transparent disclosure, and clean corporate governance practices. Now, there are certain drawbacks also for the reverse merger. First drawback is risk of acquiring the liabilities from listed companies. This could include unresolved tax dispute, labor law liabilities, and environmental compliance issue. There will be negative market perception and price volatility. This is skepticism. This can result into low post-listing equity, sharp share price swing, difficulty in attracting the serious long-term investors. There will be another drawback, will be limited regulatory review before listing. As compared to IPO, reverse merger generally undergo a less pre-listing scrutiny by SEBI. It also means potentially weaker checks on corporate governance and financial robustness before trading begins. Higher risk for the post-merger compliance issues emerging unexpectedly. Now, integration and cultural challenges will also be there. That is also another drawback. And this can lead to operational disruption, conflicts between legacy management team, and resistance to adopting the stricter governance norms and investor relationship protocol. There will be another drawback of ongoing compliance burden and the higher cost. Once the public, the merged entity must comply with the SEBI regulations, Companies Act provisions, stock exchange listing agreement, and these obligations involve quarterly reporting, continuous disclosure, and maintaining minimum public shareholding 25%. Possible loss, strategic flexibility is another drawback. As the listed entity, the company must operate with the shareholders' accountability and public scrutiny. Major strategic move, acquisition, capital raising, debt restructuring may require board approval, shareholders' votes, and extensive public disclosure. Now, there will be a vulnerability to market manipulation and hostile takeovers. If merged company has low market capitalization or low trading volume, it becomes susceptible to price manipulation by speculators. Hostile acquisition attempt if promoter shareholding falls below the shareholding level. There will be possible tax complications is another drawback. And this can be result into loss of carry forward benefit, unexpected tax liabilities, penalties and interest, and income tax department may also scrutinize such a merger more closely for potential tax avoidance motive. Dependence and the quality of the shell company is also another drawback, because if the listed shell is not genuinely clean, meaning it has a hidden debts, pending regulatory actions, or poor governance history, it can derail the entire reverse merger plan. A shell with poor historical financial reporting can also trigger restatement of requirement and delaying operational post-mergers. Potential SEBI and stock exchange restriction includes mandatory shareholder approval, lock-in promoter shareholding for defined period, and revaluation and reclassification of the share capital. Future financing. In respect of the reverse merger, is not just a route to become public listed. It also sets a stage for future capital raising. So future financing is very important in respect of reverse merger or reverse acquisition. This has, first one is enhanced access to the capital market. Okay, next one will be secondary offering and preferential allotment. Unlike IPOs, reverse merger allow the faster follow-up on capital raising through right issue, preferential allotment, or QIP, qualified institutional investors, and fast-track fundraising from QIBs without extensive regulatory delays. Valuation advantage will be there because of the reverse merger. Because if the company demonstrates the strong post-merger performance, its market capitalization and share price can increase. and the higher valuation enables company to lower the dilution for the same amount of funds raised and better debt terms due to improved creditworthiness. Debt financing opportunities will be there due to the reverse merger, which is enabling the term loan from the bank, debenture issue, access to ECB, that is external commercial borrowing, and foreign investment potential will also be there due to reverse merger, as post-merger the company may attract foreign direct investment and the strategic cross-border partnership more easily. Challenges in the future financings are various, which consist of weak market perception, share price volatility, lock-in restrictions, regulatory approvals, and dilution concerns. These are explained better in this table. You may please go through this carefully. Strategic planning for post-merger financing consists of various phases. Phase 1 is a stabilization, which will be 0 to 6 months post-merger, which focuses on compliance integration, investor communication, improving liquidity, avoid major financing unless urgently needed. Phase 2 consists of growth funding, which period is for 6 to 18 months. This launch triggered financing via QIP. Phase 3 consists of expansion and diversification, which will be 18 plus month, 1.5 years. This used the public equity or debt market for longer growth plan, acquisitions and geographic expansion. Explore FCCBs, that is foreign currency convertible bond, or GDRs, that is global deposit receipt for internal funding. There are various examples notable for the reverse merger. One is Meesho. You may please go through this. Razor Play, Zepto, Growth and Phono, Hinduja Leyland Finance, where in the non-tech domain, Hinduja Leyland Finance is said to be a public by being a reverse merged with NXT Digital, a listed media company, thereby becoming listed NBFC. Piramal Finance, after acquiring the DHFL under the IBC framework 2021, Piramal merged its PCHFL unit into DHFL as a reverse takeover. These reclassified entities, Piramal Finance was approved by RBI as on NBFC ICC in April 2025. These are some of the examples for the takeovers, reverse takeovers or reverse merger. Thank you very much.